Previously on Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry.
Welcome to Plexicorp.
It actually does look kind of incredible.
Locally commissioned WOAs, works of art, BOTs, beers on tap, and this.
What is it?
It's the stuff. Sunin!
I hadn't heard from you in a while, and at first I enjoyed it, but then it got weird.
Oh, you missed me.
But I don't want to be a brain in a digital jar. I don't want to be a freak for once. I want a beautiful, normal body.
Frankie, you can't keep talking about yourself like that.
Are we breaking up?
Stop it. What are you doing?
We're coming to your rescue. We're like Bonnie and Clyde, Laurel and Hardy, Jackie Chan, and Owen Wilson.
Don't listen to anything she says, Josh. They've given her the stuff. It's a mind control drink. The stuff makes you do whatever they say.
That's great news. It means I don't want to break up with Frankie. I just told her that because I'm under their control.
The stuff doesn't work if you're already inebriated.
But I had champagne on the way over.
Sorry, Agnes. It looks like your little breakup was all you.
Say no more!
Ethel?
No, it's Frankie. I'm Frankie. I'm in Ethel's body.
Surprise!
Day 13. Most recently recorded dolphin chatter continues at a tone of, I guess, normal. Normal and a little horny. Which is normal, right? Anyway, the dolphins only become more frantic when non-oceanic life draws near. Come in.
Agnes, emergency meeting.
I'm in the middle of something, Josh.
Right, but while I have your attention...
Josh.
This is the perfect time for a federally mandated science break.
That's only for evil science and until OSHA defines our scientific moral compass.
I need help asking someone out.
Oh.
It's more like setting up a friend date. My dad made a robot for that when I was a kid, but it was always broken, so I can't ask it.
Why don't you ask Frankie?
I want to, but... Now that she's inside an Ethel...
Please don't say that.
I get all panicky when I see her.
That's understandable. So I assume Sunin is the person you're asking out on this friend date.
Obviously. Our friendship has been going so well lately. I think we're ready to take things to the next, level.
Which, again, means...
Best friends. Friendship necklace level friendship. I've asked them for a chill hang so many times, but they're always too busy. I thought maybe if I was a little more formal or...
Well, Sunin is a straightforward sort of person. Why don't you just ask them?
I don't know if I can take any more rejection.
I may be new to post-cult socializing, but I'm starting to realize that rejection is part of the deal.
Agnes, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Frankie. Hey, what's up?
Why aren't you answering my messages?
Sorry, I've just been really busy.
I've been working hard to get used to this Ethel body and... have we always had that many stares? It doesn't matter. Agnes, I want to take you out. In public. To eat corporeal pasta.
Of course I'd love to, but being head of Amazing Labs is kind of a 24/7 thing. I need to check my schedule. Call for reservations.
I already did all of that. You're free tonight, and we have a table all set at Trattoria Tropa Pasta. They do Italian-Wisconsin fusion, and I've been getting ads for them nonstop in Ultralife.
That's great!
I even got Sunin to cover for you in case of any sudden science emergencies. So, what do you say? Seal it with a kiss?
Oh, kissing. Sure.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
We'll have more time to practice tonight.
Yay.
That was perfect. I've always been more of a visual learner anyway. Just be confident, have plans already made, and assume the answer is yes. Brilliant!
Josh, please, just...
Hey, Sunan!
Let me get back to work alone.
Put the chairs at the perfect angle. Moisturizer, headset straps. Figure out where the pizza can go. Because if you can't see, it gets potentially embarrassing.
Hey, boss.
Sunan, hello. And, no boss here. Just two folks hanging out, casually surfing the World Wide Web, and maybe picking out a friendship necklace.
Okay. But this is a consulting job, right?
Yeah, consulting.
Because this is outside of my work hours. And if you're compensating me for my expertise, that makes you my short-term boss.
Oh, of course. Yeah, sure, totally, whatever.
Is that a pizza tray?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out where it should go.
Ultralife has gotten so much better, but they still haven't quite figured out eating and drinking.
And if we figure that out, it'd be a huge win for Amazing Labs. A whole line of nutritional supplements. One could be cardamom lavender.
We're not working on that anymore. We're doing whatever Dyson wants us to do in exchange for saving our company from financial ruin, remember?
Right. Right. Well, maybe it could just be a friends project then.
Is that our cue to start?
Sure.
It's pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pizza.
Okay. Pizza first, then Ultralife.
Hi, this is Josh. Just walk 2 miles past the opening gate, and it'll be the first door on your left. Can't miss it. Thanks. Bye.
Welcome to Trattoria Tropa Pasta, madams. Take your seats, and your server Giuseppe will be with you momentarily.
Supposedly, this is the restaurant that inspired multiple different versions of Italian restaurants in Ultralife.
I can see why. It sure is
smaller
fancy
than I thought it would be. It's fine. Ultralife isn't bound by space or time, so it's unfair to compare the two. You don't like it.
No, it's fine. I love it, Ethel.
What?
Frankie! Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Hiya and buongiorno, folks. I'm Giuseppe, and I'll be your waiter tonight. Our specials today are beer cheese fettuccine, walleye carbonara, and our signature Alfredo Volcano. Comes with ranch.
I'm sorry, but aren't you supposed to sound Italian?
My acting professor says I'm not mature enough for accent work.
That's all right. I think we need a few moments.
You got it. Whoop. I mean, molto bene.
You hate it.
You just seem disappointed.
I didn't get the chance to go to many restaurants back when I was a Frankenstein. I guess I just had a few expectations of a fancy Italian restaurant. I'm fine, I promise. I've just run so many simulations of this date that I just want it to be perfect.
Frankie, nothing is supposed to be perfect.
I wish you'd stop calling me Ethel.
I'm still just trying to get used to it, and you never actually asked me.
Pardon my interruption, but an anonymous gentleman at our bar wished to buy you a pair of Door County Negronis.
Is this normal for people eating out?
The gentleman states that he's a big fan of your environmental activism.
Really? I suppose the seat belt was made of 15% recyclable material.
He's talking about nature's children. Everyone thinks you're Ethel.
Indeed. Enjoy your drinks.
Didn't realize my evil ex-girlfriend had so many fans.
Do you think the drinks are poisoned?
There's probably a higher chance of that if you looked like an amazing. Okay. I wish you hadn't left Ultralife without asking me, but we can talk about that later. We're here now. You want tonight to be perfect, so let's make it perfect.
I don't know. It's already so...
But perfection isn't meant for the past. Only the future.
Didn't my dad say that?
Once we toast these drinks, the rest of the night will be perfect. Deal?
To a perfect night.
Cheers.
Welcome to Ultra Life.
Oh, why do I feel like I need to hurl?
Entering Ultra Life has gotten a little more jarring recently. The better it gets, the harder it is to transition from real life.
It feels like vertigo and a hangover moved into my brain and they are not getting along.
Give it a couple seconds to adjust.
If I puke in Ultra Life, do I puke in real life?
Yes.
Oh God, it's the Matrix of puke. God, this is my 16th birthday party all over again.
Just breathe. There you go.
Josh, amazing. It appears that you have not been in Ultra Life for 5 days, 18 hours, and 15 minutes. Would you like a tour?
I don't know. Would I?
No. He's with me. If you say yes, you'll end up in tutorials for a week.
Where should we go?
Presenting locations menu.
Whoa, this is so
overwhelming. Don't click on that one.
When is the last time you... Oh, gross. Can they really ask me that?
Best not to think about it. I'll find us a room to ease you into things.
You know what? No need. I'll just select from this list of Sunan's favorites.
How did you get that?
File sharing, I guess. Wait. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Ideally, no.
Yeah, besties respect each other's privacies. Damn it!
That's correct.
Sorry. But hey, the damage is already done, and I know you're gonna love this friend date. Ultra Life, take us to Sunan's happy place!
No!
When I saw the name, I knew we had to go, because I want my friends to be happy, like, all the time!
Taking you to Sunan's happy place.
But...
Here we go!
It might be the Negroni's talking, but I think... those are dolphins.
Congrats! You're all caught up on everything I've figured out so far. I'm supposed to be waiting around for Dyson to tell me what to do, but I can't stop thinking about those poor little cetacea delphinides.
I don't understand. Why are you supposed to do what Dyson says?
It's just boring CEO stuff. Don't worry about it. I have to admit, it's been a little weird seeing you in my ex-girlfriend's body, and I wish you'd talk to me before leaving Ultra Life, but we're here now, and maybe this can be good. I can still be a leader who leads.
Why do you keep saying that?
A lot has happened while you've been gone, Frankie. It's been really hard without you around. I've had to make some tough decisions.
It's not like I was really gone. You could have come and visited me in Ultra Life any time.
No, that's not the same. At first you were trapped in a jar, then you were trapped in a video game. There's so many times I've been working on something in the lab and I get stuck and I want to ask you a question and then I look up and I remember, you're not there. And it's not just science stuff, it's everything. Being a CEO is a big responsibility and I've been doing the best I can. But now that you're here, maybe you can help after all. I may be the captain of this ship, but maybe you can be my first mate. That was supposed to sound romantic.
Ah.
I didn't mean...
Bon appetito, senoras. Do you guys need anything else?
Yes, it's buon appetito, not bon.
Jeez, everyone's a critic.
Perfect starting now, right?
Right.
Oof, you got this, Josh. You're holding it together.
Josh?
You were right. I still feel like I'm gonna puke, but less.
You can't be here.
Wait, why not? Is my body not loading into the room?
This is my place.
And it's awesome. I love the winter chalet ambiance. And is that baking snickerdoodles I smell?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, I have never been able to get that smell this perfect.
Really?
Seriously, I mean, that alone is a triumph.
Well, thank you.
What's that under the sheet? Is that where the snickerdoodle smell is coming from?
You have to promise to not be weird about it.
Oh, is this an HR thing?
Not exactly. It's a bobsled. I've been building it after work to relax. I know it's weird, but...
It's awesome!
You really don't have to say that.
Wait, you can bobsled in here?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't yet.
Me neither. But I was banned from Lake Placid for riding a toboggan down their track when I was 10.
How are you not dead?
I was, but Dad knows a lot of good doctors.
There's actually a one-for-one copy of the Lake Placid track here.
Wow.
And the sled only works with two people.
Yeah, that makes sense. It looks a little small for a four-person sled, and one person would probably... Wait, are you serious?
I'm as surprised as you are.
Yes! Yes, please, yes, please let's ride a best friend's bobsled. Ooh!
All right, fine. But I'm steering.
Is everything okay, Frankie? You've barely touched your Alfredo volcano. Just learned about that meme.
It doesn't taste right.
What's it supposed to taste like?
I don't know. In Ultralife, it just tasted...
Perfect? Am I perfect?
Of course.
Compared to me in Ultralife. You said you've lived this first date in there over and over. Am I as good as the perfect version you made? Wow.
Agnes. You said you're still getting used to me being out here? Well, I'm still getting used to it too. Ultralife, well... It has its benefits.
Then maybe you should have just stayed in there.
I thought everything would be better if I was back in the real world.
But you're not back. You're just puppeting around Ethel's body.
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, I really want to be reminded of the most toxic relationship of my life every single day from the woman who's supposed to love me.
That's not what I wanted.
Well, I guess we can agree on one thing at least. Tonight's been what neither of us wanted.
Wait, no! What worked in Ultralife can work here, too. See?
Please don't make a scene. Frankie!
See? It's fine here, too. Just kiss me and...
Ethel, stop it!
I'm Frankie.
Not anymore.
Gosh, how is this still just as fun the 50th time?
Check the time. Turn 8 felt like a dream.
0.8 seconds faster.
Woo! Yes.
Oh, man, I want to stay here forever.
I get it. But that's how you end up dying from malnourishment in a basement. And why I set the timers for 3 hours to kick us out.
Boo.
We still have 5 minutes left if you want to take one last run. Or we could check out one last room.
Oh, man, I want to check out 100 last rooms. Where should we go?
Boss's choice. You know what? I take that back. Friend's choice.
Oh, you mean it?
You've made shockingly good choices so far. I'm curious to see where this goes.
Well, okay. So much pressure. I have an amazing idea. Here we go. Where are we?
You're the one who selected it. What did you click on?
I don't know. I thought about the word Secret Friendship Lab and just clicked randomly.
Ultralife, turn on the lights.
Turning on lights. Translator calibrating.
Translator?
Holy cannoli! Why are there dolphins strapped to chairs?
I don't know.
Is this a sex thing? Because if so, I hate it even more.
Translator, calibrated.
Help us!
Did that dolphin just say, help us?
Hi, this is Amy, the creator and producer of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by Smelly Cry, a new product from Josh's Amazing Inventions, LLC. Experts agree, the crying is totally fine and actually very strong and brave. But I think we can all agree that the worst part of crying is the smell. There isn't one. Wouldn't you feel better if your tears smelled like Tahitian vanilla or mango jungle musk? Just think, your daily breakdown in the car can now be a fragrant journey through space and time. Smelly Cry is available wherever DNA-altering products are sold. Please note that Josh's Amazing Inventions LLC is not affiliated with Amazing Labs or PlexiCorp. Or, if you'd rather support us directly, you can donate at DearEarthPodcast.com or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Whoa, we can talk to dolphins now?
You understand us?
Oh my god, please don't be a sex thing, please don't be a sex thing.
It is opposite of a sex thing.
High-waisted jeans?
Where are we?
I hoped you would know. We've been kept here by a man who calls himself Dyson.
Attention, you are in an off-limits room. Leave now, or forever be banned.
Is this supposed to happen, Sunan?
We should get out of here.
We welcomed the Dyson. He promised to connect the world of sea with the world of man.
You have been warned. This is your last warning until permanent ban commences.
He told us the headset would bridge communication. Instead, he trapped us, tested on us, and forced us to build his world. Save us!
Hello, Ultralife users. This is Dyson Plexus. You have violated our terms of service, and users Sunan and Josh Amazing have been permanently banned. No hard feelings. Follow me on Threads.
I hope you realize it brings me no pleasure to ban you from further Whisko Italiano adventures, but never come back here again.
Understood. It's okay. Things can still be perfect. Even if I just made a fool of myself and Agnes left and everything is ruined forever.
Difficult night?
It was just perfect.
Oh, perhaps I can help.
Dyson Plexus? What are you doing here?
I was looking for you. Luckily, I was able to requisition a scent detector from Amazing Labs. Your tears smell quite strongly of tea berry. Your brother just can't help himself from perfuming things, can he?
I was really hoping that wasn't me.
May I sit?
Go ahead.
I know we haven't properly met before, but I know you better than you think.
At least someone does.
I was worried about you. I thought after so much time away from the real world, it might be too difficult to return.
Yeah, you might want to work on that.
Why? This reality, as they call it, is hard. It's painful. It's unfair and imperfect, and frankly, most of the time, it's boring. But with your help, I can make Ultralife better than all that.
What are you talking about?
Before you showed up, Ultralife was just a common video game for perverts. But you changed that. You may not have realized what you were doing, but in your little virtual restaurant, you took the time to buff out the imperfections and make anything possible. You may think that our philosophies aren't aligned, but be honest. Now that you're out of Ultralife, wouldn't you give anything to go back? To make everything perfect? The way that it should be? Together, we can make Ultralife not just a place where people visit, but a place where everything can truly be perfect forever.
Where do we start?
Ultralife. The cutting-edge escapism that's sweeping the nation. Hello, I'm Dr. Amazing. After curing the world of cancer, I retired from Amazing Labs with the belief that I had truly perfected life as we know it. But that was before Dyson Plexus found a way to make me say something I've never said before. Maybe, just maybe, I was wrong. Dyson showed me that true perfection for humanity was within our grasp, except for one small detail. Our infernal need for nourishment. Presenting Ultra Water by PlexiCorp, the only food supplement safe to take while in the depths of virtual reality. Just hook yourself up to the PlexiCorp feeding apparatus sold separately, and you can stay in Ultralife for as long as your heart desires. Not only that, But for an extra annual fee, a friendly and discreet PlexiCorp representative will sneak into your home and replace your Ultra Water as needed, allowing you to stay jacked into Ultra Life full time. Ultra Water is cutting edge, technically affordable, and has all the vitamins, nutrients, and minerals you need to stay legally alive. But don't just take my word for it. Isn't that right, Frankie?
Ultra Water. A new fuel for a new humanity.
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is produced and edited by Amy Thorstenson. That's me! This episode was written by Dusty Wilson. It stars Phoebe Tai, Jesse Abbott-Chin, Kimberly Alexander, J.V. Hampton Van Zandt, Matt Young, and John Steins. This episode also features Chloe McLeod, Joel Orbach, Chad Eshman, and Amy Brown Carver. A full list of credits, including music and sound effects, can be found at DearEarthPodcast.com.